I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, Schulte is in here today, you know?
Yeah.
And he's a big Mariner guy. He's got his Mariner jersey on right now.
I think that's a pullover. I don't think that's a jersey.
Yeah, that's what, like, Dan Wilson wears.
A batting practice show.
What Dan Wilson wears.
Yeah, I see him wearing this in the dugout. A listener on the fan text line a few months ago called it a muumuu. I was like, no, it's literally what the players and the coaches
wear.
Yeah,
like I said, it's like a BP, it's a pregame sort of thing.
Well, look,
I wish I were a baseball player.
He has Mariner gear on, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a huge Mariner guy.
He wears a lot of Mariner gear, and now, I mean, they got the favorite for the damn MVP.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, but I want to talk about Ichiro. I just wonder, like...
That was cool.
What do you think about hosts based on the topic? The new fan, you know, like the fan sports network, you know?
Yeah.
The fan global sports network. Like, if there's a football thing, you're on.
Okay.
Like, it's a big football day, big Sooks hosting. If it's a big golf day, I'm hosting. If it's a big Mariner day, Schulte's hosting. Like, I was thinking
we
about
go
this.
Go to the bullpen? I love it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about, like, sports radio per topic. It'd be great. I would rarely be on and make the same amount of money.
I hate to say this, but...
Fantastic.
Anytime you come up with an idea, it usually involves you working less.
You'd be on all the time. I'm sorry to tell you, but...
I immediately knew where you were going with that. Like, you just...
Well, look, I looked over there and I saw Schulte and I thought, well, what a great day to have Schulte in here because we're talking about Ichiro. I would like to talk about Ichiro.
Yes. Which, by the way, that was a really cool moment.
It was. We'll get to it in a second. But if Buck were over there, you've got, he's Oregon Ducks guy. He's San Francisco Giants guy. You know, like there's big duck, like there's a duck topic I have in my notes. I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
Sure.
Although Schulte's kind of a duck fan too, aren't you?
Die hard, yes. I had season tickets like from age like 13 through 17.
So. If I know three things about Schulte. One, Starbucks. Or not Starbucks, Dutch Brothers. Yeah, we got our iced coffee, and that man loves himself some Oregon Ducks, and he loves him some Seattle Mariners. Those are the two things. With a side of McDonald's. That's my Schulte in there.
Sounds like we need more Schulte on the fan. That's what it sounds like.
Look at him. I love that. He's licking those chops right now.
Ducks and Mariners. Now, we don't talk a lot of Mariners, but Ichiro worthy of discussion because, one, I have some amazing numbers about Ichiro that we need to disseminate. And, you know, he was greatness.
Well, this is a big deal in my house because he's the first Japanese player in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. And so at my house and then in the Ota-san family, this was a very, very big deal for a baseball-crazed country. And so that was awesome.
He was the first. Yeah, it's like you forget about this now because of Shohei and all the...
And there's been a lot that
all the different
through.
Players. But he was the first Japanese-born position player. Mm-hmm. In Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
And he didn't get here until he was 27 years old. Mm-hmm. He had, in Japan, he had won 7 straight batting titles. Yep. He had like 1,200 and some hits over there.
Well, had he
won the Triple Crown, he had he was hitting .350 for his career in Japan. And what I think is interesting, I was thinking about him today, and we'll play some audio for you in our next segment, but in the steroid era of home runs, you know, Bonds and McGuire and Sosa and all those guys, his style... when he came around in 2001, was quite questioned.
Yeah.
Right? He was a human hit machine, but we didn't know that. So the idea, other than his stats, but the idea of a contact slap hitter taking on major league pitching, he didn't get a lot of respect. He came over with a lot of hype, but I think there were a lot of people looking at him going,
He did win the MVP his first year.
Well, I know. Well, I'm saying before he got here. I think people looked at that and said they were skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, you ain't going to hit 350 here. Well, dude, he won the. He might have had the best rookie season in the history of baseball.
Yep.
He won Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Yep.
And I saw a video today talking about Ichiro that he went 2 for his first 9 up in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was, this is 2001. He had played 2 games. I think he went, 2 for 5 and 0 for 4. Okay.
Okay.
So he's 2 for 9. This is going to blow your mind. So at that point, people are looking at him and the way he's hitting and they're like, I don't know. I mean, it's only 9 at-bats.
Sure.
But people are like, this is exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
This is people like your brother.
This is what we do in baseball. Yeah, he was always critical of Ichiro.
He didn't like
Ichiro. He was not a big
Ichiro
guy, no.
But from that point on, Ichiro would amass over 10,000 plate appearances. So he was 2 for his first 9. From that point on, he never fell below the batting average of 300 again.
Really?
Not one time. Is that nuts?
That's, and he played for 19.
His whole career.
Yeah, I mean, it's 19, 20. I mean, he played forever. That's insane.
That is insane.
I would have thought towards the end, though, with some of those seasons, like with the Marlins or whatever, I would have thought he dipped.
You know how many pitches he saw where his career batting average was below 300?
I'm guessing
pitches.
Not, I'm guessing not many.
Like 20?
Do you know this?
No, I don't, but it's a very low number.
The answer is 25.
25,
good
wow.
Good grief. That's silly. Absolutely silly.
Yet, I don't think he was as respected as he should have been.
Well, he wasn't, because there two things. One, we don't respect contact hitters. We just don't. And he played on some bad Mariner teams. And the rub that you heard from some Mariner fans were, they were talking about moving him down in the lineup and saying, hey, we don't need you to hit 320. We need you to hit 270 and hit 35 home runs and drive in runs. And supposedly he was not willing to change his approach. And so I think there was the idea that he was just a stat accumulator and really didn't do a whole lot to help the team. And that was, I'm not saying any of that was true. I just think that was the notion that was out there with some Mariner fans. It's like, dude, we suck. I'm glad that you went 2 for 4. And you had 2 singles, and then what the hell does that do for us?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.